Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Callum.
And me, Catherine. Hello.
In this programme, we're talking about adverbs and where they should go. Catherine, remind us what adverbs are.
Certainly, Callum. Adverbs are words or phrases that we use to give more information about verbs, adjectives or other adverbs. We use them to express how someone does something or how something happens.
In today's programme, we're going to focus on how they are used with verbs. Listen out for the adverbs usually, really, hardly and ever. Here's Finn.
I usually drive to work. I usually drive to work. I don't really like cheese. I don't really like cheese. I can hardly believe what happened at the concert. I can hardly believe what happened at the concert. Have you ever been to Scotland? Have you ever been to Scotland?
Now let's look more closely at where to put the adverb.
Adverbs can usually be placed in one of three positions.
The first position is at the very beginning of the sentence, before the subject.
Usually I drive to work.
The second position is before the main verb.
I usually drive to work.
And the third position is after the direct object or complement of the verb.
I drive to work usually.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Today we're talking about where to put adverbs when we are using them to give more information about verbs.
We've seen that there are three positions where adverbs typically go.
So is it the case that you can put any adverb in any of these positions?
Callum, if it was that simple, it would be fantastic. Many adverbs can indeed go in any of these positions depending on style and context.
I feel there is a but coming.
But...
There it is.
Yes, that's not always the case. Some adverbs can't go in certain places and some are more common in particular positions than others.
And we also have to consider modals and other auxiliaries, questions and negatives.
We do. So let's start with the verb to be. When the verb to be is the main verb of a sentence, we usually put adverbs immediately after the verb.
He's always on time. I was never happy at school.
When there is more than one part to the verb, where does the adverb go?
If there's an auxiliary such as have or has in the present perfect, or a modal like can, will, should, and so on, the adverb usually goes after the auxiliary and before the main verb.
You can never predict what mood he's going to be in. I've rarely seen him angry. I will always love you.
And I'll always love you, Finn.
Thank you.
The same is true in negative sentences. The adverb will come after the negative and before the main verb.
I've never visited Iceland. I've never visited Iceland. He can't even make a cup of tea. He can't even make a cup of tea.
And what about questions?
The same is true there. The adverb comes after the question word or auxiliary and before the main verb.
Do you still live in the same city? Do you still live in the same city? Would you really like to come and stay? Would you really like to come and stay? Have you ever thought about emigrating? Have you ever thought about emigrating?
Now, are there any places where you can't put an adverb?
There are. Adverbs don't go between a main verb and its direct object. So, for example, could I say, I play very well tennis?
Well, you could say it, but it wouldn't be right.
OK, then how about this? I play tennis very well.
That's correct, though only grammatically.
What do you mean?
Well, actually, you play tennis awfully.
That's true, actually, Callum. Yeah.
6 Minute Grammar from the BBC.
Well, we're nearly at the end of today's programme. Just time to take our quick quiz on this topic.
You're going to hear some sentences and you need to decide if the adverbs are in the correct place. Here's the first one.
You always must remember to lock the door when you leave. You always must remember to lock the door when you leave.
This one is not right. The adverb always should come after the modal must and before the main verb remember. Here's the next one.
I have never learned a foreign language. I have never learned a foreign language.
And this is correct. The adverb, in this case never, comes between the auxiliary have and the main verb learned. And the final sentence.
She rarely is late. She rarely is late.
This is not correct. The adverb rarely should come after the verb to be.
So that's our introduction to the position of adverbs.
Do check our website, bbclearningenglish.com, for more information on this subject.
And do join us again for more 6-Minute Grammar.
Goodbye.
Bye.